I wanted to drop a few numbers on you. As House Democrats voted in bloc, as they always do, to deny Republicans the victory to impeach someone who is a dark, dark individual. Alejandro Mayorkas does not seem to be terribly worried about something that, as a mom, concerns me greatly. And it is the 460,000 children in America who go missing every year. Missing. As the head of the Department of our homeland, of our security, Alejandro Mayorkas is not just responsible for the turnstiles at the southern border. He's also responsible for the trafficking of human beings who are picked up along the way on their journey, who have been told by our president and his administration that we are open for business and that they should come, and that when they get here, they will receive great things. And so they take a life-changing journey. Many never make it. Those who do, particularly those who are children, who travel alone, are the easy prey. And we knew months ago that nearly 100,000 unaccompanied children at our southern border were unaccounted for. This administration had no idea where they went. Remember, this is the administration that demands vaccination. They pretend that they care about your children. Oh, it's gender-affirming care. We are told to put on bike helmets and elbow pads, to block our electrical outlets, to make sure our babies are laid to sleep on their backs, not their bellies. All of these things to protect our greatest resource, our future. And yet every single year, in addition to now, an inflow of children this administration can't be trifled with, doesn't care about. We have nearly 500,000 children in this country who go missing every single year. And did you know that according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, 2,000 kids disappear from Disney theme parks every year? Now, why isn't this front page news? All of these people who claim to care so much, they're here to keep us safe and secure, lose more than 500,000 children every single year. Where do they go? What happens to them? Why aren't we debating issues such as these on our House floor?